The Department of Justice is expected to announce a lawsuit against Google as soon as this week in what's anticipated to be the biggest antitrust action since the 1990s case against Microsoft. Calls to rein in big tech have grown louder on Capitol Hill in recent years. And last week, the House Judiciary Committee released the results of a year-long investigation into the business practices of companies including Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google. The report found all four of those companies have monopoly power of some kind, and it laid out a menu of policy options for dealing with tech giants, which the committee likened to the oil barons and railroad tycoons of past eras. And we should mention that Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google all provide financial support to NPR. In a few minutes, we're going to hear from a Democrat on the antitrust subcommittee who says it's time to rewrite the laws. But first, Congressman Ken Buck is a Republican representing Eastern Colorado who says there is another option. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So you and three of your Republican colleagues on the antitrust subcommittee wrote your own minority report, calling it for a third way ahead. What exactly are you calling for?
Well, first of all, I think most Republicans on the subcommittee and the full Judiciary Committee agree completely with the Democrats that there is a problem. These companies are acting as monopolies. They are crushing competition. They are really cheating and stealing in the marketplace. The solution is really where there is some disagreement. There are four areas that I think we have agreement on. We agree, most importantly, that the Federal Trade Commission and the Antitrust Division at the Department of Justice need more resources. The second area is data portability. Consumers enjoy the ability to take their cell number and go from one cell phone company to another cell phone company. And the same should be true with your search information and other information that you have. The third area is the idea that the burden of proof should change with mergers and acquisitions. The burden should shift to the company to show that the merger or acquisition is not anti-competitive. And finally, there is a question about market definition. What is dominant in the market? Companies at issue here will suggest that they aren't really dominant in the market, and they define the market much more broadly. And so we need to carefully define what it is that we mean when we say dominant in the marketplace.
Okay, so you've laid out four changes that you agree upon. You've supported the repeal of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. That's the law that shields internet companies from liability for content posted on their platforms. But is that really addressing the fundamental issues with monopoly power that your committee found exists at these companies?
No, I think that is more designed to address the bias issues that are prevalent with Google, Facebook, Twitter, and some of the others. It basically gives these companies immunity to regulate speech, and that was never what was intended. If you read one newspaper, you'll get a position that is center left. And if you read another newspaper, you get a position that's center right. And nobody objects to that. But they object because Google or Facebook are so dominant in the marketplace. So if we have five Googles, then I don't think the issue of bias is as great.
Congressman, do you think that we will actually see change in the near future? What will change when it comes to the power of these companies?
Well, it depends how you define near future. I think what change we're going to see oftentimes takes years. It will take a couple of years to pass legislative changes to update the laws for this new type of industry in our economy. And then I think it will take close to a decade sometimes to enforce the law through the court system. If you look at the Microsoft case or the AT&T case, years and years of litigation before any result happened. I hope that behavior changes before the litigation is resolved, but that'll be interesting to see.
That's Representative Ken Buck, Republican of Colorado. Congressman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And now to another view. Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal is a Democrat representing Seattle. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
So this investigation lasted more than a year. You heard from the CEOs of all four companies. Your committee got millions of documents and thousands of hours of interviews, according to the report. What's the main takeaway?
Well, I think the main takeaway is that self-regulation has not worked, and it's come at the expense of small businesses and workers and consumers and ultimately innovation and creativity. So this is really a report that helps make the case for Congress reasserting its power on this issue, on antitrust issues. And so I think we have a number of recommendations, but we're excited to have really a roadmap for the path ahead to rein in anti-competitive behavior, prevent monopolies, and allow innovation to thrive again.
Okay, I want to talk with you about that roadmap. But first, all four companies released statements after your report came out disputing the subcommittee's findings. Apple, for example, says it disagrees that it has a dominant market share in any category that it does business in. And Amazon actually said the presumption that success can only be the result of anti-competitive behavior is simply wrong. These companies are sure to take to court whatever new policies Congress enacts. Do you think anything will fundamentally change as a result of this report?
I do. I mean, I think the report has laid the groundwork for what we need to do. And I think that there is bipartisan sentiment that something needs to be done. It's unfortunate that the companies are taking that stance. This has been 16 months of an investigation with, as you said, lots of documents, lots of briefings, hearings. And you see that the European Commission, for example, has really taken a very different approach. And I think the United States is ready to do the same. And there's a lot of agreement around that on both sides of the aisle that we need to address this anti-competitive behavior.
Your report also found that Google has a monopoly in the general online search and search advertising markets, and that it got this big through anti-competitive tactics like undermining and acquiring rivals. Do you expect any of those concerns to be addressed in the antitrust lawsuit that's expected soon from the Department of Justice?
It's hard to say exactly what the Department of Justice will do, but what we have found in this investigation and talking to the experts is that a lot of our anti-monopoly goals of antitrust law really have not been utilized perfectly by enforcement agencies or seen in the right light by the Supreme Court. And so it's really undermined some of those anti-monopoly goals. And I think what we need to do in Congress is clarify that the harms are broad and not just about price. And that will give the direction. Now we also need to give resources to the enforcement agencies and change some of the presumptive notions of acquisition. So, for example, the burden of proof would be on them to show that a future acquisition is not going to hurt competition.
Well, Republicans say you just need better enforcement of antitrust rules, not some of these proposals that you're making, not a new playbook, and that you risk major economic damage if you go as far as breaking up big companies. What's your response to that?
Well, first of all, I think, you know, Republicans have been with us on this investigation, and even Ken Buck has talked about he agrees with 330 of the 400 pages of the report. Yep. So I think that's a great starting place. But I think at the end of the day, you know, the report does not recommend breakup. It does recommend structural separation. This is the idea that if you are a giant platform, you can't set the rules for other competitors that are different than the rules for you to compete and also operate the platform so that you can get all of the market intelligence and use that leverage in other negotiations to copy, acquire, or kill a competitor. And I think that is a very, very important recommendation. At the end of the day, it affects regular people having choices and small businesses being able to thrive.
So what's next for antitrust? Is there any possibility of new legislation or significant changes to regulations before the next Congress is seated in January?
I think it's unlikely that we'll see a lot of activity before the next Congress, but I certainly think that hopefully within 6 months of the next Congress, we will see some legislation starting to be introduced. Our goal really is to pass legislation in the next Congress. Of course, a lot of it depends on what the Senate looks like and what the White House looks like. But we want to protect small businesses, we want to protect innovation, and we want to protect consumers.
That's Representative Pramila Jayapal, Democrat of Washington State. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.